to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about coyote. I have had a number of encounters with coyotes living here in the Maine woods, and listening once again to the coyotes howling up on the hill above my home has made me curious about this legendary animal. One night as I was out walking my dogs in a path in the woods, I heard a lone coyote howl a short distance away. My dogs froze, but I, without thinking, started to howl in response. I heard a brief scuffling sound as the coyote turned and ran away. I still wonder what it was that I had said to him. But on another occasion, I was doing some writing at my outdoor desk, and something made me turn my head to find a coyote not 10 feet away from me, intently watching some chickens scratching in the yard. I was very surprised to see a coyote standing so close to me and in broad daylight. Didn't she know I was there? But yes, of course she did. She turned her head and looked directly at me for several moments, seemingly unalarmed at my presence. Then she calmly turned and walked away into the woods. It was surprising to find a coyote in my yard here in Maine because, traditionally, the coyote has been a creature of the West and Southwest. It used to be that the coyote was found from Alaska to Costa Rica and was only occasionally seen as far east as New York State. A lot has changed since then, for the coyote has now expanded its range all the way to the East Coast and throughout New England, as our nightly serenades of short yips and mournful howls continue to demonstrate. And although the folklore of eastern woodlands lacks stories about coyotes, perhaps this too will change in the future. The mythology and folklore of coyote is vast, however, so significant has this animal been to the cultures of innumerable Native American societies throughout the West and Northwest, as well as the Native peoples of Central America. Indeed, the word coyote is derived from the Aztec word coyotl. In Aztec culture, coyotl was a figure much like the Egyptian jackal god Anubis, known as the opener of the way, who accompanied souls on their journey to the land of the dead. But in many Native American traditions, coyote was best known for his role as the divine trickster. It was coyote's responsibility to break through boundaries and conventions so that new things could come into existence. Coyote was the investigator of change, bringing us new wisdom and awareness. For when we are comfortable, we tend not to learn very much. But when we are faced with challenges, our minds and spirits have the opportunity to grow. Coyote's job was to introduce death, pain, and suffering into the world, but he was also the hero savior who helped create humans and gave them the gift of fire. Coyote was the sacred clown, always getting into absurd situations, but always managing to survive in spite of them. Coyote was also the wise fool, working miracles, as if by accident, without really seeming to understand what he was doing. Coyote was mischievous, a rebel against authority and a breaker of rules. He represented the spontaneity and creativity of life, which is the birthright of humans. If only we could, in moments of need, free ourselves from fixed roles and prescribed behaviors and be something utterly new and different. Coyote, the trickster, licentious, greedy, and chaotic, embodies the primordial energy that leads to evolutionary change and calls us, with his eerie, taunting cries, to join him in his frenzied howling and create something new out of our old experiences. There is great power in such an act, and so welcome, coyote, in our time of need. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.